You're listening to Amud Vechazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches, Pesachim, Daf, Lamed, Amud Aleph, but we're going to start really halfway, a little bit more than halfway through Chaf Tes, Amud Beis. And this is going to be, it's related to a general sugya of Bittel, right? There's, the standard Bittel B'Shishim or Bittel B'Mashahu. This is actually a fundamental sugya in for smicha stuff, basra chala teruvus. This is a lot. There's a lot of overlap between this and many other sugyas. So anyway, let's take a look. We're going to be talking about cases of mixtures of teruvus with things that are aser. And there are going to be a few different factors that will make a difference over here. First of all, we're talking about chametz on Pesach. And let's say chametz is mixed with non-chametz. So how does that work? One factor is going to take place on Pesach or after Pesach. That's going to depend on, and the significance of that will depend on whether you hold that there's an iser chametz even after Pesach or not.
Really?
Yeah. Right, so that we've been dealing with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that it could be that the Isser of Chometz Abishal of Pesach doesn't even apply in Deraisa. Rabbi Shimon says it's just a knas that the Rabbanon imposed, but it's not an Isser Deraisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili has an even more extreme position the other way. He says Chometz is Mutter Bahana on Pesach itself. Not Mutter Bahil, but Mutter Bahana. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Shimon was more strict, and he says, no, on Chametz, on Pesach itself, it's Aser, Behana, but after it's Mutter, Midiraisa, and then Midirabanan, they made an Aser. So that's one factor that we have to think about. One variable, is it on Pesach or after Pesach? Another, is it min bimino or min bisha'eno mino? Right, min bimino means that, what does min mean? So min is that if it's min bimino, it's one type of food in the same type of food. Or is it min bisha'eno mino? It's one type of food in a different type of food. Just like a fundamental point of why that would be different is that min b'she'eno mino, so you can taste and measure whether or not it have an impact, right? There's what's called no same time. So if it's min b'she'eno mino, so there's two different things, so I can tell if the time was neutralized or not. However, if it's min b'mino, so it's much more complicated. So that's another variable. So there's min, whether it's min b'mino or min b'shein amino, and there's also going to be if it's usher on if it's on Pesach or achar zmano after Pesach, and another factor that will play is how much is it? Is it b'mashahu, or is it b'no same time? Mashahu is right. No same time is what's the magic number?
168.
And mashahu is even just a little bit because no same time is won't play a factor here. Most likely because there's no time in the discussion, right? And nobody got time for that, right? So that's another factor, and then we're gonna have to try to figure out if they hold this. What's the general shita when it comes to Yisurin in the Torah, and then how does it apply uniquely to Pesach? If it does, obviously, because there's a very grave, form of achila on Pesach with a serious punishment that people are used to eating. Right, that's mm-hmm. So let's take a look inside and see everything fall into place. The read could be a little bit confusing, but it's actually not so challenging. So let's just try to follow along. So Amar, so two dots. Amar Rav Chametz Bizmano, Chametz in the time, meaning on Pesach itself, Bein Bimino, Bein Shelo Bimino, Aser. Whether it was mixed in the same type of food or a different type of food, it's going to be Aser. Shelo Bizmano, but after Pesach, Bimino it's Aser, and Shelo Bimino is going to be Mutter. And we're gonna analyze each piece of that. Now we want to first figure out, wait, b'maya skinan, well, how much is in there? Ili b'beno sein tam. So if you're gonna tell me, when he says it's usher b'no sein tam, right? That's what we're saying, it's mutter, sorry, mutter, but no same time. So shalob is mano, shalob amino, mutter. But he gave time. Right. So if we assume that this case is like this teaching of Rav is talking about a case where it was no same time. So who would matter no same time for anything? No one would matter no same time. Ella b'mashahu. So rather, this whole case, Rav's psak over here, must be talking about where it's just a mashahu. So what does he say? So he says, chametz bezmano, chametz on Pesach, and even just a mashahu. Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, aser. Okay, what's the reasoning for that? So we're going to see that the general shita that Rav would hold, Rav and Shmuel actually agree. It's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel on one side, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the other side. And they're going to argue in general by other yisurin in the Torah, the status of min b'mino, min b'in she'en, min en amino, and whether it's bat b'nos etam or b'mashu. So Rav letame. Derav and Shmuel damri tarvayu, because Rav and Shmuel, they say, both of them say, and this is general machlokas, kol yisur in Shabbat Torah, bimino b'mashahu, shalom bimino b'no sein tam. That if something is mixed in with its own type, listen, there's no sein tam here, I can't, so we're going to say asur b'mashahu. If it's below bimino, and therefore you can figure out if the taste is neutralized or not by tasting it, so, but no, same time. It's going to be also no same time. So, Rav, that's Rav's shita in general, and therefore it makes sense that he says chametz on Pesach. It's he says bimino or shebishenu mino, it's aser. So the bimino makes a lot of sense because in general that's no different than a shita by other isurin. In general, if it's bimino, bimashu, it's aser. Now it's a little bit. But the challenge is, what b'she'en amino, Rav would typically hold b'no same time. So why does he hold b'mashahu over here when it comes to Pesach? So Rav gozar chametz bezmano shelo b'mino atu mino. So Rav, he's goes there on chametz. We're talking about chametz on Pesach itself. Shelo b'mino because of b'mino. Meaning, so when it comes to other isurin in the Torah, Rav holds, if it's bimino, it's aser b'mashahu. She'eino mino, b'no sein tam. Now, in the latter case, when it comes to chametz on Pesach, he's machmir because of bimino, right? Like because if I allow you to eat something that's only aser b'mashu. If I say mutter b'mashu by she'eno mino, you might come to do by mino also, and he's more machmir there by Pesach, and the explanation Rashi says it over here, as you could probably guess. What is it? What is it by chametz that's so severe?
What do you mean? Oh, like kares?
Yeah, kares. Yeah. Kares. Now Rashi then asks, well, hold on. What about dam chelav? That's also kares, eating those things.
Not so common.
Okay, so yeah, so naturally it's badili minahu, that the person separate badil like Abdullah. A person typically separates himself like that. It's not people are not accustomed to eating fats and drinking blood that they're right, and not because it's gross, but because it's usser always. That's why. But when it comes to bread, I'm very used to eating bread. I can be very easily, you know, come to eat bread on Pesach, chas v'shalom. So Rav is extra machmir over there. And so even though in general he would say by Bisha eno mino, it's also b'no sein tam, on Pesach he says, aser mashahu atu min b'mino. So Rav's shita makes sense, at least on Pesach itself. What about after? So, but we said after Pesach, shalob bizmano, so he says, it's min b'mino is aser b'mashahu, and min b'she'eno mino is mutter. It's mutter, but really means like mutter b'mashu, but aser b'no same time. This means it's mutter, right? If it's v'shalob bizmano, so v'shalob bizmano, and Rav now says v'shalob bizmano b'mino aser. He says v'shalob bizmano in its own minutes aser, k'Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. who holds that after Pesach chametz is aser, is a raisa. V'shelo b'mino mutter, and but after Pesach, if it's b'she'en omino, then he says it's mutter b'mashu. Though if it was no same time, of course it would be aser. Right? D'shelo b'zmana v'shelo b'mino atomino kuli haylo gazrina. He's not going to extend the gzera that far. Right, because just like a simple way to put it, of the two factors here, b'she'eino mino is the more lenient factor, mm-hmm. and after Pesach is a more lenient factor. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you would draw it like in a $4 score, like a chart, right? Yeah. So it's like two removed from the strict case that we would be basing it on. Yeah. That right? So we'll say. B'she'eino mino on Pesach, we're going to make a gzera because of mino Pesach. But if it's b'she'eino mino achar Pesach, to make a gzera because of mino b'mino, min b'mino on Pesach itself, Rav doesn't go that far. So that explains Rav's shita. And so now Shmuel argues with Rav, and he says, chametz bizmano. Chametz on Pesach itself, b'mino aser, shelo b'mino mutter. Min b'mino is aser, b'mashu, and min b'she'eino mino is mutter, b'mashu. But again, but no same time, of course, you say aser. And this is actually consistent with the Shita by other Yisurin in the Torah. Right, remember, as Rav and Shmuel said. Now, shelo b'zmano, after Pesach, says Shmuel, bin b'mino, bin shelo b'mino, mutter. After Pesach, it's fine. So chametz bizmano. So now we're just to analyze Shmuel's opinions, which is much simpler than Rav. Chametz bizmano b'mino aser. So chametz on Pesach itself, min b'mino is aser. Why would Shmuel say that? Because Shmuel goes according to his typical reasoning. Derav Shmuel demri tarvayu kol yisurin shabat Torah b'mino asurin b'mashu shelo b'mino b'no same time. So Shmuel is just holding his general shita, right? He and Rav in general, not Pesach, they hold min b'mino aser b'mashu, min b'she'eino mino mutter b'mashu, aser b'no same time. So Shmuel just holds the same thing over here. And shelo b'minan atuminan lo gazar. And he just doesn't have the gzera that Rav had. Rav says, I get very anxious when I hear about chametz on Pesach. There's an Isser Kares, and people are not Badil from Chametz. I get very, very anxious, and I'm going to say, in the case of B'she'eino Mino, there's a Gzeira Atumino. Shmuel says, I'm not so afraid. We're fine. People are pretty machmer when it comes to Pesach. We're all right. Now, what did Shmuel say? But Shmuel said, Shelo Bizmano, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino, Mutarin. Right? He said that after Pesach, whether it's b'mino, b'she'ein, or eino mino, it's fine. B'mashu, of course, no same time, but it would still be a problem. Rabbi Shimon, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we said Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz after Pesach is also made deraisa. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a gzeira derabanan imposed for chametz after Pesach, but after Pesach time. And you could even say he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, you know, even more so. Right, Rabbi Yosef Glili would also agree with that. That after Pesach is fine, but Rabbi Shimon, well, we'll say Rabbi Shimon. Okay, and now a third shita. Usually, we only have Rav and Shmuel, but here we have Rabbi Yochanan. But it's not so hard. Rav is the most complicated. Shmuel is quite simple. Shmuel says it's my general shita, and I hold like Rabbi Shimon regarding chametz after Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chametz bizmano, bein b'mino ubein shelo b'mino, aser b'no same time. He says, chametz on Pesach itself, whether it's b'mino or she'eino mino, no same time is the thing. Even if it's min b'mino, which is surprising because that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds in general when it comes to Yisrael in the Torah. He doesn't hold like Rav and Shmuel that they're machalik between min b'mino and min she'eino mino. He says, no same time. No, yes or no? 1/60th is always the number.
That is no same time.
Yeah. Shelo bizmano, bein b'minan, bein shelo b'minan, mutter. Same as Shmuel. Why? So let's just play this out a little bit. Chametz bizmano, bein b'minan, bein shelo b'minan, b'no same time. So he says, "What? He's not machalik between mino she'eino mino. It's always nosin tam. Why? Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his typical reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish dam ritavahu kol yisur in shabbat Torah bein b'minan bein shalom b'minan bein nosin tam. Very simple, right? That's the shita in general. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's no different by Pesach. Shalom b'zmano after Pesach bein b'minan bein shalom b'minan mutarin." Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, just like Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are very similar when it comes to Pesach. In fact, first of all, they both hold like Rabbi Shimon that after Pesach it's fine, and also they're consistent, even though they disagree fundamentally when it comes to in general min b'mino by and no saint tam by min b'mino, but they're consistent with their shitos all year round. When it comes to Pesach, when it comes to other Isurin, they're consistent. Rav is complicated because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so after Pesach it's Usher. And Rav also is complicated because he has an extra gzera by Pesach that he doesn't have by the rest of the year. Okay, great. Not so bad. Not as tricky as the words might seem. Okay. Omar Rav, so now up to Lamed Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. Hilchasa, the halacha is chametz pesmano b'mimino ben shalom b'mimino asur b'mashehu kirav. So on Pesach itself, we are strict, and we say min b'mino. As Rav typically says, asur b'mashehu, and even min b'sheino mino is asur b'mashehu as a gzera. Shelo bizmano, but after Pesach says Rava, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, muter k'Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. So whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Shmuel, they both like Rabbi Shimon. And he says basically we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that after Pesach it's us, or after Pesach it's muter. Now the Gemara asks, Umiyama Rava hachi? Does Rava really say this? Umiyama Rava, but Rava said, Rabbi Shimon kansakanis, hov avra love b'valyer b'valyamotze. Hold on. So you're saying, oh, it's mutter like Rabbi Shimon. Hold on. But Rava said that Rabbi Shimon holds it's still usher, midrabanan, still a kanas. So Gemara says, hani mili be'ene. That's only if it's what's called be'en. Be'en means that the thing is still there and you can kind of see it in its form. Right? Aval al yedei taroves, lo. But if it's a tarovas, if it's mixed in and you can't identify that, so Rabbi Shimon doesn't impose his kanas there. And we're talking about truvas here, right? Because words like min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, no saint tam, these words mean we're talking about a tarovas, a mixture. So if it's not be'en, you don't see the actual object, the actual food article or whatever it is itself. So Rabbi Shimon never imposed his isser there, and therefore it makes sense that you could say it's mutter like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold his kanas here. Okay. The Asta Rava Litame, and Rava goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Rava, because as we see a story with Rava, he said Ki Aviran Be Rav Nachman when we were by the base magister of Rav Nachman. When Pesach was over, Amarlan, Puku Vizavinu Chamira Divine Chayala. Go out and buy chametz from the people, the army, the soldiers. Go buy it from them. So it was chametz that was in existence on Pesach, owned by non-Jews, but in existence on Pesach. And he allowed them to have it afterwards, so we see that Rava holds like Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Huda, that you can have chametz even if the chametz exists on Pesach. There's a shaila that the kasha that the Sefer Mefarshim asks of Pasakum.
Are you just getting the bread or the wheat?
Oh, okay, very good. So one of the answers that the one of our first gives is that no, it was the dough.
Yeah,
you could say
yeah, dough. Yeah, flour,
right.
Water.
The dough is fine. It's only once it's baked that it's pasaka.
Because that was it sourdough growing and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. that's an answer that's given, or maybe that it was chametz that was made by a Jew and sold to goyim, and the goyim owned it, but the goyim didn't bake it. They had it from before Pesach, let's say. Not like one of these like sales, like, you know, here's my key. You know, like they really sold them and now they have it. And now they, and you know, it could be also particularly to the B'nai Chayal, like the people in the army. It could be that the soldiers like would give a lot of Jewish bread. I don't know exactly the system, but okay. Anyway, yes, let's move on. So now related to this, related to Rav's and Shmuel's machlokas. Let's see a different machlokas. Amar Rav, kideros ba Pesach yishberu. Pots that you have on Pesach need to be broken. Kideros ba Pesach yishberu. So if you have pots that need to be broken on Pesach, okay, because it has a blios, right? It has absorbed chametz stuff, and if Rav holds that chametz even after Pesach is usher, right? Meaning, yes. Not only is it usher on Pesach, but you can never use it again. The blios, right? The pot with the blios, because the pot always has chametz blios in it. Chametz blios even after Pesach are still usher, and it's going to usher it b'mashahu with anything that you cook in there. So you have to
you get new pets for Pesach every year.
Yeah. It's expensive. So the Gemara asks.
It has just one pot.
Right. Okay. Rashi says over here, Marav Kadesh for Pesach Hishbro. Rav Latame, Damar Chametz, Afla Akrasmano, Asher Bahana, Kirvi Yehuda. The Islay B'mashahu. And there's a Mashahu at least over here. And then also, by the way, another Chumra of Rav. The Kesavar, no Saint Tam Lefgam, Usser. He holds that no Saint Tam Lefgam is Usser. No Saint Tam Lefgam means that it gives over a taste that's not good anymore. Meaning that in general the assumption is that if after a certain amount of time, we typically hold 24 hours, the taste that's given is Lefgam. It's like pugum. It's not good. Right, so if you have a taste that's not enhanced by it, it makes it taste worse. So we're not going to answer based on that. Well, Rav will. Rav says, "No sin time of gam is usher." The least hilchas akavasei mitrei tami, but the halacha is not in accordance with Rav for these two reasons. Chada deuki Rava hilchasa de tarovis laachers mano mutter kerb shimon. Because first of all, Rava passing against Rav, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like Rabbi Shimon. That and that and at least in a taruvos, it's even mutter l'chatila, right? If it's in right, okay, by pachos mitaruvosu, and this is less than taruvos. V'o de kaimel no sin tam lefgam mutter. We hold that no sin tam lefgam is mutter, right? It's part of why if you wait 24 hours after the pot, so it's not going to be so tragic, right? If it's 24 hours after, because then it's already no sin tam lefgam. V'zem mishavro olav yimei pesach hufog tamo b'dofne akli. And this, after Pesach has passed, so it's hufug the tam. The tam doesn't taste good in the walls of the kli. So, but Rav is quite machmir. And here he holds like there's like three chumras of Rav at play over here, of the status of chametz after Pesach, the ability of chametz to aser b'mashahu, and nosin tam lefgam is aser. So there's a lot of chumras of Rav at play. They say you have to break your Yeah, break your dishes every Pesach, or your pots. So the Gemara says, "Hold on, v'amai l'shehinu achar Pesach v'la'avid b'hu shelo b'minan." So wait, why does Rav have to do that? Rav holds that after Pesach min b'she'eno mino is mutter. So wait till after Pesach, and then use eno mino. Whatever was not put in there in the first place, you can at least use that. So gzeira, there's a gzeira, dilma usulim avid behu b'mino. Yeah, you might, right? So you're always going to use it b'mino. You know, you might forget, you might use it b'mino. So another chumar. Vishmol amar lo yisbru. He says, no, you don't have to break it. Avo mashi lehu l'achar zmano v'avid behu b'mino, b'en shalom b'mino, b'en b'mino, b'en shalom b'mino. He says, no, you don't have to break it. You can use it achar zman. Whether it's Amino or Shane Amino, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that comes after Pesach is fine. V'yaz de Shmuel l'tamein, damar Shmuel l'hanu, and Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, that we see a story with Shmuel, similar. De Amar Shmuel l'hanu de mizabne kandi, that Shmuel said to the people, the candy salesman, dinner. It's not handy. It's just pots or something like pots, right? The people who would sell their like pots or their jugs maybe. So he would say to them, "Asvu zavine akandechi," that equal out the worth that sell according to the worth of the pots, meaning don't jack up the prices post Pesach. Special holiday special or post holiday special, right? The opposite of like getting the cheap costumes after Halloween. So it's the opposite every year. It's that, after Pesach everyone needs new pots, huh? So they're gonna jack up the prices. So Shmuel says, you guys better not do that. Velo, and if you don't listen to me and you jack up the prices, Darshina Lechukah Rabbi Shimon, I'm gonna make a big announcement that the halach is actually in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, and you don't need new pots. So if you want normal business and anyone who thinks halach is like Rav and Rabbi Huda and they're gonna get new pots, okay, fine. And if you raise the prices and drive these Jews who already spent a fortune on Pesach and you met now Nebuch, you're gonna charge them more for new pots after Pesach. I'm not gonna let that let this move. So now the Gemara says, hold on. So religious lehudra dehashmuel k'rabbi Shimon sphere like. So but religious like let him darshan like that. Dehashmuel holds k'rabbi Shimon. That's how you paskin so. The Gemara says, "Asrei de Rav Hava." No, it was in Rav's place. Rav and Rav is the Marad Asra. So Shmuel doesn't. He's not gonna paskin against Rav in Rav's own locale. But the question is, would he have done it anyway? Was he just like threatening them? Would he actually have done it? I'm unclear. But that's the story. So Hahu Tanura Ditachu Be Tichya. There was a tanur, an oven that they would like grease with animal fats, tahu d'tithya, kosher animal fats, not chela, like more shuman, or alya, or Rashi says alya, I think, which is like the tail. Shuman asnubaba karkisov nosin tamachim. Okay. Asra Rava Bar Ahilai. Lemichle lerifta afilu b'milcha leolam. Rava Bar Ahilai forbade people from eating the bread made from that, even with salt, and forever. So even with salt, Rashi says, means that like just plain, but no one eats plain bread. So bread with salt means like plain. Meaning that bread that was made in this oven where there's some like fatty, greasy, fleshic flavor to it. So even if it's not b'milcha, it's not b'milcha, sorry, b'milcha is with salt. That he says is a problem. Why? Because you might come to eat it with kutach, right? Kutach is, remember, it's one of these like dairy dips that we've seen several times. It's a dairy dip. So if you have this this bread with some fleshic fatty flavor, and if we let you eat this bread in general, you might come to eat this bread with a dairy dip, and that's a big problem. Right. This is related to the discussion about
dairy bread.
Exactly, dairy bread. Right. If there's an automatic flavor in it, because bread is so easily eaten with one or the other, so it's about meisve. Hold on. We challenge that chumra of Rabbi Bar Ahilai. Ein lashon asa'isa b'chalav. We don't make dough with milk. Vim lash. And if you did it, kol hapas. Kula asura, because it brings a person about to avera. Kayotzebo, similarly, ein tashinus a tanur ba'alia. We don't line the tanur with alia, with the tail fat, which is kosher. Ve'imtash kula paskula asura. Ad sheyasek es a tanur, until you ignite the tanur and kosher it. So the Gemara says, hold on, look at this braisa. Hahusa katanur mihashari. But if you did ignite the tanur, that kashers it. It's permitted. But he said it was asher li'olam. Rabbi Bar Ahilai says asher li'olam. What do you mean asher li'olam? So, hahusa katanur mihashari. Tiyufta de Rabbi Bar Ahilai, tiyufta. Amar li Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina says Ravashi. Dichim ha'achad di'isos av Rabbi Bar Ahilai. But since we now rejected Rava Bar Ahilai, we have a really great eitz over here, kosher it, right? So Maikam Rav Kederes B'Pesach Yishbaru. Why does he require you to break it? Like, just kosher it.
Kosher pots, I thought.
Why not?
You can't get the taste out of it. Even if you eat.
What type of pots?
I know we're talking about earthenware.
Okay, so that's it. Okay. Amar Le, so we're going to have two answers. Amar Le, Hasam Tanur Shema Teches, Hacha B'd Kederes Ocheres. Right. No, the tanur we're talking about a metal tanur, and the Rav would said you should break Kederes that are Cheres. Leibal Yisayim, on another possibility. Hava Hava Shal Cheres. Maybe even both of them are talking about Cheres. Zeh Hesekan Mibifnim. Vizeh Hesekan Mibachutz. And this one, the oven is being ignited and kosher from the inside, while the pots are typically, right, when you burn it, you typically burn it from the outside. So that's not going to kosher it. It's an obvious question. So, V'chitema Hachanami La'avilei Hasaka Mibifnim. So, yes. So then kosher the pots from the inside, and then you don't have to break them. That's a great eitzah. So the Gemara says, Chayis alei mishum depaka. So there's a concern, Rav was concerned, that people would take pity on it because you don't want to break it. Which, meaning like, people, when you do try to kosher things, sometimes it runs the risk of breaking it, and especially back then, it might damage it. So you'll tell people, okay, it's okay, you can kosher from the inside, but if people say, okay, you know, if people are like don't distance themselves, they won't do a good job about it, and they'll end up breaking it. So he just said, better break it and don't do a shvach kashering. Better to break it. Hilkach, therefore, hai buchya. This buchya is a kli shehuma rafim shekorin tailis, some sort of something called a tiles, some sort of like cooking ring, like large cooking ring, but open with tagnin bo kikar, you would kind of put bread in it to bake or to fry. Okay, so a buchya hisiku mi bachutz hu va'aser. So if you light it from the outside, meaning it has to be kosher, and you did it from the outside, it's aser. The imalaya gumrei, but if you fill it up with coals from the inside, shaper dami, that's also fine. Meaning this is something that was stronger than your average pot, so that if you as long as you kosher from the inside, that counts as koshering it from the outside, you would not be able to kosher it. And we will hold it here.
I was asked to ask you about